Hey everyone, it's Norm Farrar, aka the Beard Guy, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm.
Lunch with Norm. Lunch with Norm. Lunch with
Norm. Hey, we're broadcasting live on Facebook, YouTube, and I hope soon to be LinkedIn as soon as they approve our. Anybody got any connections at LinkedIn? We've been waiting forever to get our application approved. But anyways, we want to get LinkedIn. If anybody knows, let me know. But anyways, Facebook and YouTube lied today. So Kelsey, tell your old man and everybody else what to do.
Okay, so if you are enjoying this podcast or Facebook Live, please like and share. It does a whole lot of good for us. And we really appreciate if you can get the word out. Also, follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, everywhere. So back to you, Norm.
Oh, thanks. Oh, isn't that weird calling your dad Norm? You're supposed to say something. Anyways, hey, hey, Kels, do you know who we're having on the podcast today?
No, who do we have on?
It's Carlos Alvarez. Amazon mega seller, and I think he runs the largest Amazon e-com group. It's really cool, so I can't wait to start talking to him.
Sounds like a cool guy.
He is, Kels. So as always, if you have any questions, please feel free to put them in the comments below, and we'll try to get through the questions as soon as possible. So sit back, relax, and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy the show.
Enjoy.
All right. So, Carlo, oh, there he is. How's it going, sir?
I'm jamming back here to the music. I love the intro.
Oh, there we go.
I love the intro. Like I was jamming to the music in the back.
Oh, wait till you hear the full version.
Where's Kelsey?
Oh, he disappeared. We'll get him back when
you bring me back on.
No running.
So what I love about today's show is the roles are reversed. So I've been through a podcast yesterday with you, your meetup, and been drilled, I don't know, for the last couple of days. So now let's talk about you and Carlos. Well, first of all, like I said before, we met up on LinkedIn and then we started chatting, but we got to meet a few months ago. And actually, the last event that we ever went to before COVID was Tim Jordan's event. And that's where we got to hang out and have some fun. But again, that's just the fun of networking, the power of networking. But you've got an amazing story. Why don't you tell, now, not the three-day-long version, because it could be that long, but the Reader's Digest version of, about you.
Sure. Thank you for having me on the show. I love this show. Reader's Digest version. Wow, you caught me with that. The Reader's Digest version is going to be, I am a elementary school dropout turned serial entrepreneur who accidentally fell into an insect business of all businesses on Amazon and eBay and successfully exited it. Had no idea what to do with the money, with no financial skills, because they don't really teach you that as an elementary school dropout. And I realized that at the rate that I was partying or living it up, that I would be broke within a year. And the only thing that I had ever succeeded at in my life to that date was selling online, Amazon and eBay. So I immediately turned back to that and started a beverage chilling device, accessories. So anything that could chill a beverage at the time, that was the first brand that I created afterwards. I also started a wholesale business on Amazon. Since then, fortunately, I mean, definitely had a lot of bumps and bruises along the way. It's not been this just rocket to success. I think I have made every mistake along the way that you can think of. And I just kept going. And fast forwarding, ending the reader, ending the digest now, fast forwarding to now, along the way, I started an agency, Bluebird Media Marketing Solutions. which works with Amazon sellers. I started a really small meetup group, which for Amazon sellers, which turned into being the largest Amazon seller meetup group in the world. We meet 18 times a month, of which you were a speaker Saturday. Yeah, divorce-worthy amount of meetups per month, according to my wife. And let me see what else. I met an amazing woman who I wind up marrying and making my wife, which is I attribute to the majority of the success that I've had. I have two amazing kids, 2.5 and 9 months old. And I have a bearded, bald friend, amazing friend, who somehow snuck me on this show.
Yeah, it took a little bit of bribing, but, you know, we got you on.
Is that the digest? Is that a good digest? I've never told it like that before.
You know what? That is the quickest I've ever heard. And you just gave me a great idea. We should take the guests that are on the show, because we can't really get into it when, you know, we're squished into 30 minutes to talk about something. But to grab their just their background and have it as a separate just a playlist on YouTube or, you know, somewhere so people can get to know you and know the struggles that, hey, look, you're a very successful, one of the top Amazon sellers out there. But like you said, you paid your Amazon tax and probably people can learn just from that. So, you know, thanks for giving me that idea. I'm going to profit from it.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know about profit. I don't make anything doing this stuff, but, anyways, that's what's going to happen. We're going to talk after the show and I'll get you back on so we can talk 3 days about your backstory.
I love it.
Good. So the other thing, so the main reason why you're on today, we're going to be talking about Amazon Live. So I like talking about Amazon Post, and that's the images, you know, the Instagram of Amazon, their social media. But I often get asked about, can you put video on Amazon Post? And the answer is no. Amazon's got a whole other area for that called Amazon Live. And you have taken full advantage of it. So I wanted to, you know, bring that out and just talk a little bit about it. But before we start that, I'm getting this question a lot. Are there any programs or anything that somebody can do right now to prepare for either fourth quarter or next year? Just that one tip and then we'll move on.
Whatever amount of inventory you think you need to order, like multiply it by 3. That's pretty much exactly what I'm doing.
That's what I'm hearing too. We just don't know, with Prime being in fourth quarter now, as well as the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then I like to call it Credit Card January, you know, or Gift Card January, when all the gift cards are being paid.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be a wild year.
I don't know what to expect. I really don't know what to expect. So anyways, my friend, what the heck is Amazon Live?
I think Amazon Live is the thing we've always wanted on Amazon, and that is the ability to get in front of our audience on Amazon, which is Amazon's audience, but for the sake of this, our audience, the people that are interested in our product, and not only be able to get our branding and our product in front of them, but be able to demonstrate it, be able to give some personality to it, be able to get viewers to follow you back on Amazon. And every single person that is following you or watching you has a card that they regularly use to shop on Amazon loaded into Amazon with a buy it now button. And I can't think of anything else greater in e-commerce than that right now, as far as just ease of getting in front of people, everyone armed and ready to spend. I mean, they're on Amazon. They're there for one purpose, and that's to spend or to make a decision about purchasing something in the future. Now, the program is, what, 1.5, 2 years old? And how it looks right now, I believe you go to amazonlive.amazon.com, or no, it's amazon.com/live. So what happens now is you can only access it with if you have brand registry, or if you are part of the influencer program and you request an invitation to go on there, which I think that's really important too. It looks like Amazon's doing a lot with the influencer side. To date, I'm all over the place. I'm geeking out on this. So Norm, you might have to like rein me in at some point. A little loophole I sort of found right now, and we've just begun exploiting, is let's say that you're 4 months, 5 months, 6 months out on your product coming to market. I work with a lot of products that have a 60-day lead time, 30 days on the water, seems to be about 2 weeks connecting with these boats, then another 2 weeks getting to Amazon. And if you had to go through a sample process, we're not getting 120 days, but say you're in one of those predicaments and you want to use Amazon Live, you have brand registry, and you're frustrated because you don't know what to do and you somehow want to take advantage of the fourth quarter. A loophole that I found, I don't know if it's a loophole, but I think it's a loophole, is you're able to create through Amazon CreateSpace, well, Kindle Direct Publishing now, KDP, you're able to upload a doc, a manuscript of a book. I'm not talking Stephen King novels, so don't freak out on me, but like something complementary to your product, like a mini book. And you're able to then have that Kindle book moved over as a paperback book. So what you do is you're now, and you have to use your own ISBN number for this to work, you're now going to order author copies of that book and you're going to list them via Seller Central. So you're now going to create a separate offering. And when you create the listing on Amazon now through Seller Central, you're able to give it your own brand, which would be the brand of the product that's coming in. Having that product is enough for you to now begin being able to utilize Amazon Live Video. So you could technically, this is like a little workaround to be able to get in quick and be able to start building with Amazon Live in anticipation of your product coming.
So I had no idea. That's a great tip. I had no idea. I never thought of that. So just to get it straight, if you want to, your product's on the water and you want to get registered so you can take full advantage of Amazon Live, all you do is go into Kindle, turn that product like, you know, something about gnomes, Norm the Gnome, and, you know, whatever the brand is, get it over there as the paperback. Start, you can then start and register with Amazon Live. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the registering live would be, yes, the brand registry side of it. But once you go on brand registry and you're going live, you need to have some product to be able right. to connect to it. They're not just going to let you get up there and riff. So that connection is going to be that book. I know somebody else that recently tried this actually with shirts, and they did the same thing with merch, and they just wanted to shortcut this. And in a second, I'll tell you why I think that is extremely important, not to mention brilliant, is you get a merch shirt. And like, in case you're wondering, those books, I believe you definitely know, Norm, but you can get author copies for like $1.50 to $2.50 a book of your book on Amazon. So you're not spending much money and there's no minimum order quantity. You can order 50 books, 20 books delivered to you with free 2-day shipping. Gotta love it. So you can do the same thing with shirts on Merch by Amazon. You could technically grab some shirts or grab something else, get some good quality stuff because this is your brand. But again, this is just a workaround to get in earlier. And now I'll tell you why I think that workaround is just critical. And when someone, let's say I'm right now and I am about to go live on Amazon, or I'm going live on Amazon, all of my videos are going to have a follow button. Think subscribe on YouTube and why having subscribers on YouTube are so important. And just like you could lose your YouTube channel, yes, you could use your Amazon account. I'm not saying that you should, what I'm about to say, I'm not saying that you should treat this as I'm just going to neglect everything else. I'm going to neglect SMS. I'm going to neglect email. I'm going to neglect social media. You shouldn't. I mean, this is Amazon's land at the end of the day, but they do have a follow button. What happens then? Two major things. One, and this one's for sure in effect right now, is when someone follows you, every time you go live, if they have the Amazon app on their phone, and like we know, everyone has the Amazon app on their phone, you will receive a push notification not just of when you're going live, but if you scheduled it, you know, a creator that or a brand that you like is about to go live, you could have built a sense of urgency in a previous live. Like I go live, let's say every Monday at noon on Amazon. You could let people know, listen, the next time I go live next week, I'm going to be offering this amazing deal. So when people see this push notification come in, they're reminded that the live event's coming up. And in addition to that, they are able to just click on that little push notification and jump right into your live stream. So having those followers and being able to reach them on their cell phone is the most exciting thing that I've ever encountered on Amazon.
Wow. So, and excuse me, do you get a URL or something that you could put into social media so you can market being out or when you're scheduled for Amazon Live?
100%. Yeah. And that's been from the beginning. You definitely get it. You get that. That's what I'll do in anticipation. What I haven't seen now is the more people you bring to your live and that engage, the more reach it gets. I haven't seen anything that says that that happens, but I would, as the product evolves, I'm sure something that seems to be what everybody else does and it makes sense, it'll get more priority in the feed. One thing I have tested as well is when I send this out to my email list and I send this out on social media, I let everybody know, first 10 people to chime in and say, I received your email, you know, you'll get some swag or whatever the case may be, or whatever reward system you have. Again, use Amazon, use merch by Amazon with that private hidden link for some like exclusive shirts. So yes, you definitely get the URL and you definitely should use it to push out to your audience. You should definitely use this for any collaborators you're connected with, any influencers that you want to push your stuff out to. This is a whole new dimension to push out to an influencer. Speaking of influencers, and I know I'm all over the place, I should have mentioned that link even before I got into the follow, but speaking of influencers, this opens another dimension for this because before it was like share my link and do a post or a little live video to go in your stories and talk about this. Now, with this connection, you can add this person as a creator on your ability to go Amazon Live, and you can have this person, obviously you're going to pay them, to go live on your channel on your behalf, and they can send that link to their followers that are going to be super excited to see their favorite influencer on Amazon Live, which it might be the first time they've heard of Amazon Live, most of them. So that's another really powerful feature. I've not experimented a lot with that one. I know someone who has and just loving it.
That's huge. I hate using the word nugget, but that's a nugget. That's incredible.
Mission accomplished.
Thank you, Carlos. Yeah. So if you can go out to these interview or these influencers, can you imagine the amount of exposure that you can get? And they're probably very willing to do it. You know, they're going to get mass exposure. One of the things I'm wondering about, there's a lot of people that they think that they have to have, a huge brand that they, like I think of fitness that, or supplements that you have to have a whole studio out there that you have to come in like the Home Shopping Network to do something like this, or you have to have a workout, you know, program that you're doing and you're working out, doing sets. What do you have? What type of brands work with this? And what do you need to do to be successful? Like, do you have to have a big budget to do Amazon Live?
No, you do not. And every shred of data I've seen across hundreds of live videos actually shows clearly selfie style. Well, not literally selfie style, but from your phone, preferably phone on some kind of stabilization device, whether it's a tripod or something else, actually works a lot better than highly produced. I would say that there's an exception, and I've not personally dealt with this, although I think it would be the case, is if you have like a high-end beauty brand or something that's just screaming luxury, and you're I won't go into details, but Norm, you have a phenomenal example of a knife set. And I would say where you're trying to take it or where you've taken it, having it in poor lighting and a poor setup or low quality setup might be at odds with what you're trying to accomplish. But for most brands, no, just your phone on a tripod and go. That has seen much better results than anything else I've seen. And if you have any doubt, you can go look at some of these influencers streaming on Amazon right now, and look at the quality of videos that they're doing. It's talking head. Look at me, I'm moving all over the place. My table is moving, but it's talking head, and they have a product and they bring it up. That's it. This is not like avatar style quality videos we're talking about.
It's weird because it runs parallel to posts, because candid, unpolished photos usually have a higher engagement rate than the polished photos or the model that's posed. You know, if it's just an unboxing or somebody that you could use, like showing the product, social proof, they have a much higher engagement, at least my experience is a much higher engagement. So it's the same with live. That's pretty cool. Are there any brands that probably would not do well, not brands, but any product or niches that would not do that well on brands or on live?
I can't think of any. I can't think of any, and I want to touch on something before I forget, because it's something we just started talking about, and it's something that you've been all over from day one, is the post program. What's one of the really cool updates to the post program?
Go ahead.
No, go. I'm not going to steal your thunder here. Go for it.
Okay. So I think where you're going is the brand feed page.
Yes. So you have a URL now. Yes. And when you're going Amazon Live, you have a chat. Think Twitch. Amazon owns Twitch. Think Twitch. You have a feed right beside your live video that Amazon encourages you to be active in. So you can drop that URL, and now you're really spreading the love across your products. Like, you're really bringing things together. It's such a good marriage that I wonder if a video element was to come into posts, would it be these videos? Like you're almost seeing an option and you could click in and watch it, or this is a previous one that's played, because it seems like just like a perfect marriage to me.
Yes. I wonder where that's going to go. So are you allowed to, you've got your live video that you could just stream. Are you allowed to upload testimonials or other videos? Let's say that it's a product video. Can you add that to live?
Yes. What they don't want, and you know, Amazon, if they say, we don't want this, your account is at risk if you do it. So what they don't want is what was really popular, I think 2 years ago or whenever Facebook Live came out. And that is, the longer you streamed, the more they exposed your video. So what people did is they created this loop, this like 20-hour video that just went and it just looped again. So you technically were just going live for days, and it created like a fake engagement, or it would create show a picture of you, a picture of me, and a picture of Kelsey, and say, who do you want to hear on the next show? I mean, obviously me, you, but, and then besides you, it would have a thumbs up. Besides Kelsey, it would have like a heart, and beside me, it would have a smiley face. So people are voting below, but they're tricking Facebook's algorithm. So Amazon doesn't want that on Amazon Live. But let's say that you have a demo of a video that would be really challenging to pull off live, or you have something structured with your influencer that they're like, look, I can't go live on such and such date, but I would definitely give you a testimonial on this product and let me drop it in. You can totally do that. There's no rule yet that says how short it must be. I know some people that are doing a 20-minute live and the pre-recorded video is like 18 minutes. I think that's a mistake, going to pre-recorded live too long, because I think you're going to have a major disconnect with the people that are in the chat, that are asking you questions. Remember, you're engaging with them live. If you're uncomfortable or just starting off doing live video, I go so far as to say it should be a two-man operation or two-woman operation, because if you're so focused on the tech that you're just consumed by it and you can't pay attention to the chat, that's damaging. You may want somebody just handling the chat. If you're pre-recorded, then what's happening is you're talking. They don't know that it's pre-recorded. There's nothing indicating that it's pre-recorded. And they're asking questions and can you do this? And you're just ignoring them. So when you're doing pre-recorded, I think it should be very clear when you're doing pre-recorded. And it should be like you mentioned, like if you don't believe us, listen to what Norm had. Like if I'm launching a beard brush, if you don't believe me because I don't have a beard, well, listen to what Norm's got to say, you know? And we'll trade off. I'll do hair care products and you'll do the beard for me.
That's a knife in the back. Hair care. So, I mean, this is some great information. So if you're doing live, it's very similar to what we're seeing here. Now, I don't know if everybody else can see this, but when questions come in, they're populating on the right side of the screen. So that's very similar to what's happening with live. Is that correct, Carlos?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can give, you know, thumbs up, hearts, stars, all of that stuff. You can, a really good tip is to get people engaged that are listening and be like, if you want to see me demo this one first, give me hearts. If you want to see this one first, give me stars. And then people will get in there and just get competitive with it. And that's worked really well. But exactly, this chat that we see on the right column, the right rail, same way. Or think Twitch. Mm-hmm. Think the gaming platform Twitch. It's exactly that. And I'm assuming that a lot of the infrastructure and technology of Twitch, which Amazon owns, they're going to begin deploying on Amazon.
Are you allowed to, or is there any way to stream on any other platform when you're using live?
I would say that the answer is going to be yes, because you're tying into, there's several tools you can use. The one I'm liking best is vMix, which I think is sort of a competitor with StreamYard or StreamYard. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you can just pick other channels to push out to. Once you connect to Amazon Live, I don't see how it could be stopped to add these other streams. So yes, you can. But again, I've not done that, and I think someone should be really cautious when doing it, because it's a totally different customer. Like if I'm here, like us, we both have services and products that we can sell, but it doesn't make sense to just jump on a live and just go total all out sales. Even if we wanted to sell, probably 80-90% of it would not be about sales. Whereas on Amazon, you can, and it's almost expected that you are a lot more aggressive with the sales of your products. People are on Amazon to shop.
Yeah, I can see that, but I'm wondering, like, Wilfred Lightheart.
Oh, amazing guy.
Yeah. So one thing he always says is you have to get engaged before you get married. And I'm wondering if...
Frustrating thing, but yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. Rules.
But can you give out value, or are people on live expecting promo, buy, and really making it into an informative channel where you can talk about features, benefits, like more content than sales promo?
Yeah, you can, but I've found that there always needs to be a where we're getting at with this. Like I'm doing all these features and I'm telling you all these lifestyle tips because of this thing that we're passionate about that we sell. That needs to exist somewhere. Even if on that video you're saying, I have no promo codes for you today. What I want to solve is, you know, this problem you're having, because when you can eliminate this problem, you'll be able to fully enjoy this product that I have for sale. So I want to solve this for you and help you out. So in that sense, yeah, you can offer value. The streams that I saw that were not even hinting at something for sale just didn't do as good.
Okay. And I guess the same thing with post is that if you put out something non-engaging and you find out very quickly mm-hmm. that you just, you know, move on to something else, like try to split test Amazon Live videos like you would with posts. You know, people are going to like different styles. Like you were saying, you could have your candid style, you could have your high polish style, you could talk about features, benefits, do whatever. And then you can start to measure, you know, the engagement and then try to focus in more and more on what's working, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And also don't limit yourself geographically. I see a lot of people messing up with this is they just think, you know, where they're at. When you're tying in with vMix, we could be four of us on the screen at once from four different areas of the world. And all of us have this product or all of us be talking about this product. But yeah, tying all that together, it's an exciting time. This Q4 with, I see a question.
Oh, what do we got there, Kels?
All right.
It's your time to shine, Kels.
All right, here we go. Will these live videos only stay up 24 hours like Instagram, or will they show up, link up for our listing and stick around?
So that's to my knowledge, they live forever. They definitely do not expire in 24 hours. They live forever. Now, as the popularity grows with Amazon Live, it's within a couple hours after your live video or less, it's already going to be very challenging to find it. It's just going to be completely buried. But no, it does not delete.
Yeah, that's like posts. They stay on forever. They become part of your brand. Now, when you're doing live, similar to when we start up on StreamYard here. So, do you have the ability to put in your title, description?
Yes.
Category, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, you do. When you go live on the Amazon side, they're going to give you an opportunity to pull in all of the products from your brand that you want to be displayed in this video, in the gallery on the bottom. Now, what they say, and I want to say that this is a gray area. I play in the white hat area, but my gut tells me that this might be a gray area that I'm talking about now, and that is when my live video has the intention of I'm launching a product, because using Amazon live videos during a launch is very powerful. That's where I've seen some of the greatest results. When doing it that way, we know that we want to hyper target specific keywords during our launch to complement everything else we're doing in our launch. If the product is in the gallery that you're referring to and someone clicks on it, I guess the ranking juice you're going to get is the keywords in your canonical URL, which is great, which is fantastic, and you get a sale. But since if a lot of people's launches have to do with, you know, different juiced up URLs and being able to get credit for a lot of different keywords, you sort of miss out on that. So what I've done is, and I'm calling it a verbal search find buy, because, you know, it's a verbal cue that you're giving on the live video, is I do not put that product in the gallery that I'm referring to and have on screen and I'm bringing up in shots and in videos. So there is no clickable quick link that they can click on in the live video to go. I also use, getting to your question, Norm, is these graphics that, you know, these awesome graphics that we're seeing on screen, you can bring those up, and I bring up things like a promo code that they can use to go get this product, and I'll pull up the product. You can even pull up a short video showing a search find buy, which we've tested this a little bit. We haven't found that it made that big of a difference, mm-hmm. and show them search for this and you'll find this product between pages blank and blank, and use this promo code for this amount of time to get X percent off. And then you actually pull up a countdown timer on your screen using vMix or whatever you're using, the whole QVC play. This is not, this part right. is nothing I, you know, I invented. This is since biblical times, this is a sense of urgency. You know, this is marketing 101. And you're pulling up this timer to create that sense of urgency. You're stealing the page from QVC, and it works amazing because that way the viewer is forced to take that route. You're not going to see it in your metrics because they didn't click into the gallery and get the buy, but you're still going to be able to see it based on the promo code that they used unique to that verbal search find buy. Did that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that countdown clock, that's bonus. Yeah. Sense of urgency. You got to buy it. And the discount code, typically, what are you looking at for discounts? Are you giving 10%, 15%?
I like to stay in the 10, 15% range. I've gone as high as 20. I think we did a 25 once. And to be honest, it wasn't needed. You're not, we're in this to make money.
And it's a different crowd when you're looking at deep discounts, right? Those are those low, those sellers or the buyers that have low buyer scores that are looking for some freebies.
That's the dregs of buyers. Yes,
exactly. Yes.
Yeah. And on Amazon, these are people that have loaded cards on Amazon. They shop on Amazon, and the majority of people, unless you're bringing an army from your list over here, the majority are seeing your live video because Amazon knows that they're interested in these products. They buy these products full price. This is your customer, and Amazon is really good at targeting them and the data on who buys what. So I haven't found that the bigger discounts matter. If anything, it's probably like they're not accustomed to seeing discounts that high. And it's probably like, oh my God, what's wrong with the product?
Right. Yeah. So Andrea had another question. What was that? Okay, so Kels, what do we got here?
All right. So these lives won't show up on our related videos or anything. And then can't be seen on our listing at all, question.
I've not seen any live videos show up on the related. These live videos, yes, will also appear when you're going live in your brand store. Another thing I've noticed in two accounts that I work with, I don't offer live streaming services. It's just, I wouldn't even know how to scale that, but I'd love to chat about it. So if anyone ever did want to reach out, I would chat about it. But what I have noticed is with people who I'm working with on other Amazon stuff who are beginning to leverage the power of Amazon Live Video, that some of the times that what was happening is a previous video that they had or a current live video that was happening appeared on the checkout page. And we tried to replicate this several times and we struggled with it because, you know, you're not going live every 2 hours to see this. But to me, it felt almost like you're at checkout and this is where they get you. This is the Reese peanut butter cup for me. This is like, I'm just grabbing this, you know, this is my Reese peanut butter cup or the Tic Tac for somebody else or the magazine or the 50 slow cooker recipes you just must have this winter, you know, and they just nail you with it. So that's what it felt like. And this is, you're ready to check out. You're just hitting buy it now. They've already determined your shipping speed and you're seeing this video on that screen. So I think that's perhaps something they're testing. And again, it was on one case, it had the follow button a lot more pronounced with the video so somebody can follow. And I'm assuming what Amazon did was they targeted people that they know are interested in this. And this is similar to this is almost the video version of people who bought this also bought, you know, that sort of thing. Or if a live video is going on and they're about to check out, maybe stay on the platform longer after checkout.
Yeah, the way that I'm looking at Amazon Live right now, you don't have to be a huge brand. Just before I was looking for, literally, my dog ate my beard brush.
That's a hashtag. That's a hashtag.
Yeah, yeah. So the beard dog ate my my beard comb today. So I was looking for one, and all of a sudden, yeah, you're getting these videos, and you're starting to see that Amazon Play. It's more, and it's going to be more video. And just seeing that a micro brand, a very small brand, can compete, like, and this is the reason why I'm saying this. While I was looking at these brands, I started looking around beauty products, and I started looking at these other things. And it wasn't the Doves. I was looking at shampoos and conditioners also.
No.
Yeah, I was. It was for my hair. But all of a sudden, these much smaller brands were coming up. It wasn't Dove. It wasn't Irish Spring. It wasn't, you know, these P&G products. It was these micro brands. So I love it because we can level the playing field. And on Amazon Live, all you have to do is do it. It's that simple. Just get on and do it. But one of the problems I think people see with this, Carlos, is that it's a hard, arduous task. And it's not.
It's actually agreed. It's not. But I totally understand why people see that, because going live used to be my palms would sweat. As a matter of fact, the meetup group and starting it at the end of the first year, we had this circle and we said, you know, who, everybody here share something that they're going to go outside of their comfort zone and grow on next year. And everybody went, and I was getting ready to get up, and they're like, hey, what about you, Carlos? And everyone had been saying, like, why don't you live stream this? I can't always come all the way to the meetup. And I was just like, oh, no. Live streaming is my Achilles heel. I'm just terrified of it. And everybody said, yeah, like, what's your thing that you're going to get out of your comfort zone? And I thought, and I'm like, what am I going to do? And they said, live. So we did it. And what we did is I just went headfirst into livestreamingpros.com with Luria Petrucci. And and they had this program, which I've since mimicked, is create, you know what, get a few friends that are afraid of Facebook Lives, or just live. Facebook Live, Amazon Live, very little difference. Get a few friends together, create a private Facebook group where only you and the people you know are in it, and create a challenge and say, look, you have to go live for 30 seconds and say, I'm going to go live every day for 3 days for 30 seconds or 1 minute. And you can talk about anything. As a matter of fact, you could talk about why you're afraid to go live and how in fear you are right now. And we had a 3 day, 5 day, 10 day, 30 day. And what happened is everyone picked the 3 day. And on day two, regretted that they did not pick the 30. They were addicted. It was exhilarating. It's empowering. And they loved it. So create one of those. Or maybe Norm can create one and we can just jump in there and have a blast with it. You know? And just, you'll see. What happened was the group went dormant. Because after 10 days of doing these challenges, the fear of going live was not an issue anymore. Like, you were just empowered. So it's not a hard task. The next one I hear, though, else after the hard task, Norm, is, well, you know, what I sell, what am I going to go live about? Right? Like, what do I have to go live about? I will say that you want to create, instead of a social calendar, pretty much like a live streaming calendar, to really get organized with this, or you just will feel like work. But use tools like Answer the Public. You know, you know that one, Norm. Yep. You want live streaming content to go live every single day and be like a live streaming god on your product and your industry? Go to Answer the Public once. Get the free version, even. Like, you don't, like, that's it. Go there. Go to BuzzSumo. Go to Google Alerts, and then you'll have more content than you'll know what to do with to go live every day.
There's a search string in Google that I use quite a bit as well. And it's when you're on a blog article. So let's say you're in the pet industry and you're talking about pet health and you're in Purina. There is the similar tag, and it'll pull up all the similar articles to that blog article. And then you're just bombarded with content.
Oh, that's gold. You got to let me know that.
Yeah. I'll post the string in the group. But anyways, that's something that we do. But even being able to take this, and, you know, we're winding down now. But sure. One of the things I like about the content as well is that, and this goes back to your related video, Andrea, is that if you just put up related videos, like, you can add them as much as you want. This is a little bit off of Amazon Live. But if you're taking some, if you are planning to go out doing a demo or creating a video, what do you do? What to do is to, you know, book a studio for half a day or so, get them to do all sorts of 30 second to 45 minute videos, and then to make them stand out, you do a thumbnail that makes your brand stand out.
And oh, you're good, man.
Then you upload those 6-7 slots with how to this, 10 top features, boom, boom, boom. And it looks like it's tutorial videos, and people will stop and look at your videos and spend more time on your page.
Let me write that down.
All right, there you go.
I'm writing this down.
All right, Carlos, we're winding down here. When's any last thoughts on Amazon Live?
Go live. Go live. We didn't even get to the metrics, but robust metrics. But
do you want to just take a second and talk about the reporting and the metrics?
Sure. In short, you get everything. You get to see like the halo effect that's coming from live. You get to see how many people viewed your live, how many people interacted with the gallery. And you even get to, they'll show you these reports over weeks after your live so that you can see who viewed your live and later turned into a buyer and how long did that take. So really powerful metrics. This isn't one of those, you know, this isn't like Amazon Spark that was really great and then just disappeared. You know, this is robust. A lot went into this. This is here to stay. Robust metrics so you can really see your ROI on this quickly. Like, I'm going live for X amount of time, what works. Last one is, and this will probably make people more afraid, so I'm hesitant to say it, but it's true. This is not TikTok. This is not go 30 seconds and everyone wants that short bite-sized content. Amazon encourages you to go longer. And I have found that longer form video works. Like, I have found that 15, 20 minute video works better than 5 minutes. I also think, to kind of take a page from Taobao, I think it was 2019. They had 74 stores on Taobao that made in excess of, it's 16 or 17 million in gross sales each just from live streaming from their store. And the average length of each of the lives was a little over 20 hours long were the live streams. So obviously you're rotating, there's a team and they stayed live. And this is like a major part of what they do. So I'm not saying to go live for 20 hours. I'm not saying that at all, but don't think stories here. Don't think 1 minute video. Don't think TikTok. This is not that. This is longer form video.
Good point. Okay, sir. Oh. We have lasted 50 minutes. That's good.
We had a long lunch.
It was a long lunch.
We've got one more question from Andrea. Sure. It says, how do we schedule our videos as lives, or do we have to always be really live?
No, you can definitely schedule your video as live, almost like a premiere. You have your pre-recorded content, and then when you go into the app and you connect to your what's the word for that? Your stream. There's an actual word for this, but say we're going to use vMix. But once you connect into vMix, you're able to bring elements on the screen. So like right now, Norm has Lunch with Norm in the top. I see Norm Farrar on Instagram, one of the few people I follow on Instagram, and I have him muted. Just absolutely amazing stuff. Thanks. Every time I think I'm a content creator, he puts some amazing stuff out there, and I realize I'm just getting started. So
that's Kelsey. That's not me.
Okay, good. But amazing stuff, Kelsey. We got to talk. But like, all these graphics you see are graphics that Kelsey has brought on screen. I'm not familiar with StreamYard, but with most of them, he could probably do other overlays that would come between what you see me and the screen. So in that case, you would just bring up a video that would take the place of the whole screen that you're seeing and play that video.
Got it. All right. Well, Mr. Carlos, thank you very much. It's been great having you on. See, it wasn't that bad. I didn't drill you into the side of the corner or anything, you know, with tons of questions. But anyways, all right. So I hope everybody enjoyed the show today on Facebook and on YouTube, hopefully LinkedIn next time. If you get a chance, Kelsey, tell them what to do.
All right. Follow us on social media. Like and share this video just to get the word out. That would be great. So yeah, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, follow us everywhere.
Now, Thanks for watching. Yeah, one of the things I want to add, we're trying to find really incredible guests like Carlos. Not necessarily in Amazon, but e-commerce, could be social media, could be just business in general. We want to bring the world of business onto this podcast. So if you do know of anybody, please just have them reach out and we'll get them onto the podcast. So Carlos, thanks again for being on. And how do people get in touch with you?
I'm very active on Instagram at Wizards of Amazon. I put my number out everywhere, 305-902-1283. Texting obviously works better, but you can reach me that way. And I have a Telegram group chat that I'm always on, which you can access at amazongroupchat.com.
Now, a lot of the times people come out and talk about contact information, but your Wizards of Amazon group is probably for the value. It's nothing. It costs nothing basically to join, and the amount of content that you get and the quality of people that you have on that group are probably one of the top, if not the top, in the industry.
I appreciate that.
And you know, this is how crazy you think you know everybody in Amazon, right? You get to a point where, oh yeah, you go to this event or that event. Well, I never heard of Wizards of Amazon until like last year. And then all of a sudden it's like, who's this? And it's like this massive group. It's the largest Amazon group out there. So anyways, check it out. It's fantastic. And on that note, tune in this Thursday and we're going to be having Cash Riley Jr. on, and he's going to be talking about retail is dead. So until then, we'll see you later. Thanks for joining us today. 100, 100, 100.